Welcome back to Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, coming up on April 12th, the RIV will be the place to be for one of Chicago's most anticipated live shows this spring, featuring Built to Spill and the Afghan Whigs.
Criminal, I bet you bet. See the knife in the water. Send you back to bed.
Afghan Whigs reunited a few years back, and last year they put out a new album called In Spades. The indie rock band has been a long fan favorite with hits like Debonair and Gentlemen, playing heavy rotation on MTV back in the day. They were a Cincinnati band, Cincinnati area, signed to Sub Pop Records. They were 90s rock and roll through and through with major label stints on Elektra and Columbia Records. The band broke up back in the early 2000s, and frontman Greg Dooley went on to other projects, including solo work. But they're back together, back on Sub Pop with In Spades, and now on a whirlwind tour with Built to Spill. Joining me tonight on the line, the great Greg Dooley from the Afghan Whigs. Greg, a pleasure to talk with you tonight on the download. We appreciate you taking some time out.
Nice to be here, Justin. How are you?
I'm good. You know, Chicago has to, but let's just start right there. I mean, I know from seeing you on stage, Chicago has played a huge role in the Afghan Whigs touring life and coming through here and playing Metro and the RIV and other places like that. When you think of Chicago and coming here in April, what comes to mind?
Well, I lived in Chicago for a while, so I have, you know, deep roots in the city and have been friends with Joe Shanahan for over 30 years. And I come there every year, regardless of whether I'm touring or not. I stop by and watch Cubs baseball, whatever, usually every summer at some point on my way back to visit my family in Cincinnati.
There's so much history when it comes to Metro and bands like the Afghan Whigs and just that movement that came out of here, whether it be the Smashing Pumpkins or Urge Overkill and the bands. But to think of the Afghan Whigs and to be someone who was here in Chicago in the 90s and think about the lines around the corner, do you look back at that time, even with living here, with fondness to those memories of playing at places like Metro and other places in that genre in that time period?
I rarely look back. You know what I mean? As Satchel Paige said, something might be gaining on you. So I'm quite content to be in the here and now and basically work I have had some great times, but like, you know, like others have said, if you remember it, you weren't really there.
Yeah, right. So. That's a good point. All right, the Afghan Whigs. What I love about getting back together with the band and reading about your story, hearing about your story and how you guys were on tour and then were able to just parlay that tour right into new music. When you start writing, because you are constantly writing as a musician, as a songwriter, are you writing for one specific project in mind? Do you think about your solo project or the other bands? You think of the Afghan Whigs when you're humming a song, starting the process of writing music?
Since 2012, when we did the reunion tour and then subsequently made our first new record, Due to the Beast, a couple years later, and then in spades, like, when I've been writing songs now, they're all Afghan Whig songs. That is my going concern at the moment. I'll be doing a solo project probably in the next year and a half, but and I'll worry about that then, but as for right now, I keep myself pretty unconfused by just writing for one project at a time.
What comes first for you? Does the music come first? The lyrics come first? What in your process is what you start with?
The music always comes first. You get a riff, you get a melody, you scat some nonsense on top of that. You make that nonsense make sense later on. Same thing I've been doing since I was 14 years old, you know? So it's not rocket science. I don't even consider myself a songwriter. I'm a song maker. That's what I do.
The songs throughout the Afghan Whigs history have painted a picture. And are the songs about you or are they about a character? Because there's a lot that...
I mean, sometimes they're about me. No one is so interesting that all songs could be about them, you know? So I take little bits from here and there, certainly some personal experience, personal observation, overhearing a conversation, a record I like, a book I like, a movie I like, you know, there's so many ways to get inspired. If there was just one way, I probably wouldn't be interested in doing this. So many ways to come up with the treasure, you know.
When I think of the Afghan Whigs and the fact that you took more than a decade off, when you put the albums side by side and you think about the music that you've produced with this band, is there a progression to it? Are they thematic in the way that they're almost chapters in your life? Or does that change when you take a various amount of time off between records or like we said, a decade plus?
Right. But see, I never stopped. I just changed the name of the group I was in. So, you know, I was the Afghan Whigs. I was the Twilight Singers. I was the Gutter Twins. Right. I was Greg Dooley. Then I was the Afghan Whigs again. It's just like, the train just keeps rolling. It doesn't matter what it's called. It's rock and roll, and here it comes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it.
Without looking back, because we got that at the beginning of the interview, do you see it as a progression? Do you see, can you be able to mark the evolution of Greg Dooley?
Absolutely. From day one to today, like, I actually know what I'm doing now. So, you know, it takes a while. So there you go.
What about now? What about Greg Dooley now? How do you see it? How do you see what you're doing now and what it means to you and your career moving forward?
I mean, the last record we made was a full band record, and I hadn't really done one of those in like 20 years. So when you get the group in the room and make the songs together, that's really special. And that happened this time for the first time since Black Love. So that's what makes this record different. It has a cohesion based on the personalities that made the record. We were all together the whole time. That's what sets this record apart from, say, Due to the Beasts or 1965 or any of the records before it.
A lot of the ability to go on tour, obviously do this monster tour with Built to Spill, but fan loyalty is a big part of the Afghan Whigs. I can't tell you how many people go crazy when tickets for your shows go on sale. My Facebook feed gets flooded. You know, I'm 43 years old, and there are a lot of bands that don't have that longevity, don't have the ability to get my peers out of their homes at this point, right? What's the secret to continuing that fan loyalty, to have people get so excited about an Afghan Whig show?
You know what? I wish I knew. I'll tell you what, like, me and any group I've been with have done our best to make the best record we can, give you the best performance that we can. There becomes like a mutual trust between you and the audience. And that's sort of like, I mean, I feel tremendously blessed and grateful to have the wonderful audience that I've been able to perform for 30 years. I have no idea exactly how it happened, but it was, you know, it was organic and very natural, and it's excellent. You know, it's my favorite group of people to play for. You know,
we'll have a lot of bands come through and talk about getting on the road and touring, and obviously with, you know, what you're doing with Built to Spill. But they talk as well about how that relationship with their audience is now changing in the way that now you can go straight to crowdsourcing. You can go right to crowdfunding. You can go to find different ways to be a musician, a professional musician, and have a more direct relationship with your audience. Do you see yourself doing more of that kind of thing and following in the footsteps of some of your peers based on the fact that you have lived this life in rock and roll?
A constant evolution. I'll do anything that I'm personally comfortable with, you know. Meet and greets and VIP package experiences, those are all great if everybody's down. You know, as long as everybody feels good about what they're doing, I'm cool. And I love meeting the people that we play for. 9 times out of 10, it's somebody I'd have lunch with. I feel really lucky in that regard.
For this show to be on the road with Built to Spill, to have it be one of the big concerts that are coming through, and think about all the different markets that you're going to be hitting, but also the city of Chicago, what's it mean to have this kind of bill to come through with this kind of power bill that everybody's looking forward to?
I'm excited. You know what? I mean, first of all, I'm excited to do some shows with Built to Spill. I've been a fan forever, but have never met Doug. So I'll be meeting Doug for the first time. It'll be my first time, you know, meeting that. And I hope we end up jamming together. I really do. He's a badass musician, super talented, amazing guitar player. Can't wait to meet him.
Greg Dooley of the Afghan Whigs. The album is In Spades, and the tour comes to Chicago on April 12th at the Riv. Greg, thanks so much for taking some time out to talk to us tonight. We appreciate it.
Hey, Justin, you're welcome, man. Have a great day.
Hear me now, and don't forget, I'm not the man my actions would suggest. A little boy, I'm tied to you, I fell apart, that's what I always do. This ain't about regrets, my conscience can't be we'll be right back.